Hi, my name is Justin Flinner, and I thank you for being here with me today for the launch of our first series of podcasts, Five Secrets to Living a Healthier Life. This new series will not just teach you the secrets to a healthy life, it will raise your confidence, skyrocket your self-esteem, and teach you to transform your life into the one you have been wishing and hoping for, but has yet to show up on your doorstep. Over the next several weeks, I will share with you what it takes to make lasting change in your life. For nearly 20 years, I have been teaching and empowering people using a variety of practices. And in this new series of podcasts, I'm bringing to you a compilation of all the knowledge I have been gaining over the years, from thought leaders in the fields of health and wellness, to champion athletes, to my very own personal experiences that have transformed the health of myself and many others. You may know me. You might not. You might be a patient or a student of mine. You might not. You might even believe in me. But I'm not here today to focus on me. I'm here to talk about you, because even if you don't believe in yourself, others do, and I do too. I believe that no matter where you come from, no matter what you've done in your life, no matter what people have said about you, there is absolutely no one else in the world that can accomplish the same things in your life that you yourself can. I'll share with you along this journey a little bit about me while we discover a whole lot about you. My job here, no, even better, my challenge here, and yours too, is to help you amplify your abilities and empower you beyond what you believe you are capable of and lead you on a path to greatness, the path you are meant for. For that is who you are. It is who we all are. And it is what we are all capable of. Inexplicable greatness. Now let's begin. Hi there. My name is Justin Flinner. And over the next several weeks, I'm going to share with you what I believe to be the major steps any person can take to live a healthy life. Like any other person, I bet that at one time or another, or maybe even right now in this very moment, you are completely unsatisfied with your overall health, and perhaps even in a worried state over it. Health, no matter what part we talk about, be it physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, is something we all need to focus on and care for so that we can enjoy our lives fully and experience life in an absolutely fulfilling way. But before we discuss the first step you need to take, I want to ask you a few questions. First, what does a healthy life mean to you? What does a healthy life look like to you? What does it feel like to you? And how will your life be different if you were to achieve this healthy life? Now, listen to these questions again, and take out a pencil and paper and think deeply about each question, and write down an honest and detailed answer for each one. Use the pause button if you need to. First question. What does a healthy life mean to you? What does a healthy life look like? What does it feel like? And how will your life be different if you were to achieve this healthy life? Welcome back. Now, after reading through your answers, ask yourself one final question. Am I living my life right now in a way that is leading me in the direction of what I envision as a healthy life? If you answered anything other than a resounding yes, then you are in the right place because you need to make a change. And here is where we begin talking about how you can make that change. And not just some temporary change that will make you feel all warm and cozy inside for a short few weeks. No, that's not why you and I are here together right now. You are here to make a change that will last for the rest of your life. You want to know the secrets to living the healthy life you imagined? All you have to do is follow through with these steps with 110% effort and absolute certainty. Easier said than done, right? No. Let me tell you, this is the road less traveled, but not today. Why? Because now the two of us are here. and I will travel this road together with you over the next several weeks. And once you realize what you are capable of on this path towards greatness and health, others will notice what you've successfully accomplished, and they will ask you, how did you do it? How can I do it? What are the secrets you know that I don't? These are the questions I'm going to answer for you right now in the first step, the first secret to living a healthy life. Now, you still have that pencil and paper? Because you're going to need it. Here's the first step. Choose your ultimate destination. Sounds as simple as putting an address into your GPS and hitting the start button, right? Wrong. Like most people, I bet you have a ton of healthy choices you should make. Like maybe exercise more, eat less, start sleeping earlier, or stop eating late night snacks perhaps. These are not difficult decisions, and yet they are decisions that require a clear vision, a cut and dry sense of reality, and willpower strong enough to know what truly matters and forget everything else. I call this the point of mind over what matters. When you're able to reach this point to make a decision, to choose your ultimate destination, you will have laid the groundwork for every future decision and action that will lead you to successful results for the healthy life you are here to achieve. When you reach this point, you must engage your mind and hover over all of your potential healthy choices. Remember what I mentioned earlier about exercise, eating, and sleep? And choose the one that matters most right now, rather than tackling every single one of them at the same time, like most people do. Because if you did, it would be like a football team trying to run every single play they know in a single down. There's no way in hell that's going to work. You must read the obstacles in your way and choose the best play that will score you a touchdown every single time. Choosing your ultimate destination is the best way you can search through all your thoughts, desires, and distractions you have created over the years. You know, the ones based on other people's expectations rather than your own. Remember, it's called choosing your ultimate destination. You must decide which of the healthy choices you absolutely have to make. The one that will provide you with the ultimate results. Is it exercise? Is it your diet? Is it sleep? Or is it something else? Which one of these will undoubtedly make the biggest impact on your health in the long run if you grab a hold of it right now and shake the crap out of it until it comes to its senses, until it comes completely and utterly under your command? The most powerful skill every human has, but most have forgotten, is the skill of making our own decisions. We decide how we live each day. We decide if we will create life or death. We decide if we will be a success or a failure. We decide if we will be healthy or sick. Of course, we cannot deny that there are people who live with illnesses during their lives. However, we can change in an instant our approach to life and our perspective no matter what we encounter. Think of people like Helen Keller, who became sick at a very young age, but yet she achieved so much during her lifetime, and to this day she is still an inspiration across the world. Your destinations you plot a course for, your goals you set, they represent your standards and your expectations you have for yourself. Is the destination you have chosen far enough for you? Is your goal you set high enough for you? If you think you have made the best decision, take one more look inside and make an even greater one. This is the place where other people might begin to doubt you, or maybe even mock you. But none of that matters because you have what it takes, not them. You have the answers for what you want to accomplish in your life and why. Now listen up. Here's the most important part of secret number one. Write it down. Yell it out loud. Yell it with absolute conviction. Make it resonate throughout your whole body so that it becomes a part of your physiology. Then, do the same thing tomorrow, in the morning, in the evening, in the shower, on your lunch break. Imagine with every ounce of your being what you will feel like when you do accomplish this goal. Because you will. Now say it out loud with me. I, say your name, will accomplish my goal and reach my ultimate destination. Now your turn, one more time. Go. Great work. Now, stay tuned for next week, where I will share with you the second secret that will recalibrate the course to your ultimate destination you have now input into your life's GPS. Be ready for another huge transformation that will get you one step closer to your healthier life. I'll see you next week. I'm Justin Flinner. Live well, love well, be well. I hope you wrote down some great notes during this podcast and took in just how powerful you can truly feel by firmly choosing your ultimate destination. Perhaps you are discovering a whole new level of inspiration, or maybe you're finding yourself tapping into your true potential. If either of these are true, congratulations. The next step for you is to not only continue listening to these five secrets, you should join me in person on July 29th. Where I will be co-hosting an absolutely life-changing event with the fantastic life coach Joanne Creary of Well Woman Coaching, where we will build upon what you are learning right now. Joanne and I have teamed up to bring you a seminar that will absolutely crush any limiting beliefs and knock down any barriers keeping you from escaping a life that feels like more of a burden than it does a blessing. If you're ready to take back control of your life and direct yourself to your newly found destination, then reserve your seat today. All you have to do is visit our website at www.mymetromedicine.com/events. At this website, you will find the page for our event titled How to Maintain Balance. We hope to see you there.